You're listening to Naked Oceans with Sarah Castor Perry and me, Helen Scales. Well, let's take a break from ocean careers for a minute and take a quick dip into this month's ocean news headlines. Well, encountering a shark underwater might not be everyone's idea of a fun thing to do, but increasing numbers of people around the world are starting to pay top dollar for the chance to encounter a beautiful, graceful, live shark in the water. And a new satellite tracking study suggests that when scuba diving companies in the Caribbean feed tiger sharks to attract them to dive sites, it doesn't actually radically alter their behaviour. Well, the spectacle of seeing sharks underwater is, as I say, becoming a major draw for scuba divers, and studies are showing the huge revenues possible from shark ecotourism compared to killing them for their fins. But a major criticism of the booming shark dive industry is the many outfits that feed sharks to attract them predictably to dive sites. But what impact does this actually have on their behaviour and ecology? Well, for the first time, satellite tags have been used to help explore that question. Neil Hammerschlag from the University of Miami led a team of shark taggers in Florida, where shark feeding is illegal, and in the Bahamas, where tiger sharks are regularly fed. They tagged 11 tiger sharks in Florida and 14 in the Bahamas, and they were tracked for between 26 and 297 days. The team expected that compared to Florida, the sharks in the Bahamas would swim around a smaller area concentrated at those feeding sites. But as the satellite tracking data came in, they got a big surprise. Not only did they find no evidence that the sharks getting a free feed were swimming over a smaller area, the Bahamas sharks had a huge home range, almost five times larger than the Florida sharks, but the team also uncovered the previously unknown long-distance migrations of up to 3,500 kilometres into open Atlantic waters. The tiger sharks seem to be following the Gulf Stream into food-rich areas that concentrate their prey. Well, based on their findings, the team recommend that shark diving shouldn't be dismissed out of hand, especially given the potential benefits that come with increased awareness of sharks and the money that could potentially help support their conservation. And I think surely it has to be a good thing that more people are learning to love sharks and to savour the wonderful sight of seeing one underwater, rather than being scared of them or indeed making their fins into soup.
That's really good that we've actually got some evidence in support of ecotourism, because it's a very popular thing these days. Kind of, how can we think about making revenue from these areas rather than over-exploiting them through fishing or killing for fins? That's really, really good news.